Michael, how do you assess that showing today?
Frustrating. Obviously, to lose to a set play isn't nice. There wasn't really much between the two teams. There wasn't really, you know, many chances created by both sides. A lot of play in between both boxes, but nothing really significant in both penalty areas.
Can you put your finger on why you didn't look that threatening tonight?
Well, at the minute we're struggling to find a balance up top. Obviously, since Wes Thomas going back, you know, we've missed that presence of having a second striker. So, you know, maybe we struggled a little bit with that tonight, but. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a tough period for the boys, and we need to, you know, we need to get through it.
Did you deserve anything from the game?
I didn't think we deserved to lose the game. You know, I didn't think they had enough chances or any chances to, you know, to say they outright deserved to win the game. Sloppy piece of defending from a set players cost us. You know, and then you take a point and you move on to the next game, and if you get 4 points in two games, then you'll take that all day.
I have to move on and ask you about the speculation that's been going around linking you with the Blackpool job. Is there anything you can, any light you can shed on that?
No, not really. No, just I probably know just as much as you do. So,
have you been having talks with Blackpool?
No, I've not heard anything from Blackpool or obviously the administrators. So, as far as I'm aware, I just carry on doing my job as I do here.
So, nothing, you've had nothing at all at this stage?
No, just what all the media have been reporting. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, it can be frustrating at times, and I'm sure the players probably read and see it, and it might affect them from their point of view. But I think the quicker we move on and the quicker they appoint someone, the better.
Yeah, they would you'd be pleased if speculation just disappear like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been happening for a few weeks now, obviously. So, yeah, from our point of view, we've got to fully concentrate on our job in hand.
Moving forward, you said on Saturday they might be able to perhaps send some players out on loan and bring a few more in. Is there any progress on that front?
Frustrating, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be, you know, if it is by the end of the week, you know, I'll see it as a bonus. But, you know, we're trying hard to try and balance it up. You know, one, obviously, you've got to get players out, but they've got to want to go out of the building as well. And obviously, you need people who are going to want to take them. So, yeah, that's been a little bit frustrating. If we can get something in and done by the weekend, it'll obviously give everyone a boost.
And it is going to be a tricky trip to Bury. You had a good win tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, you know what you're going to get. It's going to be a difficult game. You're going to have to deal with a lot of balls into your box, a lot of set pieces to defend. And, you know, we're going to have to stand firm and stand strong. And, you know, hopefully we can do that.
And just finally throw one more. I know it's frustrating to keep asking this, but our listeners want to know. You can categorically say there's been no link between you and Blackpool.
The only link between me and Blackpool at the minute is what you read and see on the media and the papers.